RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah. A week before Christmas. Apparently, you have some news here. The WNBA, without a collective bargaining agreement, apparently the players have issued a statement, apparently a decisive vote for the executive committee of the Players Association to call a strike when necessary. It is a decision, they say, an unavoidable response to the state of negotiations with the WNBA Ownership Council. So who knows? I mean, there's a CBA problem in the NWSL, which is preventing Trinity Rodman from re-signing with the Washington Spirit. And there's no CBA right now in the WNBA. And a potential strike. We know this from years and years of experience. When the NHL went on strike and an entire season was lost in 2004. Now, they've obviously recovered. But it took them a long time. A sport that, quite honestly, was struggling to compete with the NFL, baseball, the NBA. Then they shut down the entire sport for a year. But somehow they fixed it, and the game is healthier than ever. Maybe that happens with the WNBA. I don't know. And it's certainly too early to be thinking about shutting down a sport for an entire year, but not good. You know, when you're the NFL, you can pretty much walk on water and do whatever the hell you want, and nobody is bothered for the most part. I mean, people would be bothered. But you get the point. They could recover from anything. Same thing with the NBA, right? The NBA had a 50-game season? That was was that 2000? Maybe it was a little bit later than that. I can't remember. You know, they largely recovered. So I don't want to say the WNBA could never recover. Of course they could. Time heals all wounds. But it's not good when you're not a top, top, top tier sport and you are battling for eyeballs and you have no league and you have no contract and you have no games and you have no product and you have nothing but acrimony. Not good. Not good. All right. I wanted to get to this. And AMAC, I'm going to kind of need you here.
Let's go.
As we know, the college football playoffs begin when? Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Tomorrow. I love you.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. You're always a day away. Anyway.
I wonder what Paulie thinks of your voice.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Tonight, there is one bowl game that nobody cares about. Missouri State, Arkansas State. Tomorrow night, it begins. It is on like Donkey Kong, as they say. Alabama and Oklahoma. We're going to cover that game tomorrow during All Things AMAC, amongst other games. But today, I want to concentrate on Miami, the 10 seed, at number 7, Texas A&M, College Station, the whole stupid 12th man thing, Kyle Field, all
stupid
that.
Stupid 12th man thing? You're going to dismiss that?
Oh, absolutely.
That's like one of the best like, environments in college football. You're going to dismiss
it? There's plenty of good environments.
That's up there with the best of them, Rooster. Come on now. Why do you find it stupid? Because it's a number and you detest numbers and data?
It bothers me in Seattle, too. Tonight we get the Thursday night game. They call themselves the 12s. You're not 12s. You're people. You're fans. Shut up. Stop.
Yeah.
You're just fans that yell loud. That's it.
Yeah, there's no purpose for them at all.
It's
right?
Dumb.
Yeah,
just like the 12th man. Please stop. You're fans. Anyway, College Station. Noon Eastern time. Is Cowboy Bob making fun of me?
Yeah, he says you hate everything. It's like that meme. You ever seen Steve Carell from The Office? He's like, whenever I try to make things fun, exciting, and lovable, you make things not that way. He basically said the same thing about you.
Here's how I would answer that. I'm not a puppet like the rest of you are. I am my own man. I love certain things. I love people winning championships and the celebration. I love community service and athletes and teams helping out sick kids.
Mm-hmm.
Love that. Can't get enough of it.
And you can't love that and numbers is what you're saying.
I don't love the 12th man or calling yourself a 12. Like, Drab is one of our bosses. He's a Seahawks fan. He doesn't usually, like, when I walk up to him and I talk Seahawks football, I don't normally say, hey, 12, how are you?
I like when you, like, trying to make a point against something. You stick, like you've never heard of a metaphor before.
Well, I'm just saying, I call him Drab or Matt. I don't say, hey, 12. What's going on? Excited about the Seahawks game tonight?
Exactly. Like, you always make these extreme like theories that
I mean, if you're going to if you're going to call yourself a 12, shouldn't I address a Seahawks fan by a 12? My sister, I don't know how, I don't know why, in Erie, Pennsylvania, she's never been to Seattle in her life, somehow became a Seahawks fan. Should I call her up and say, hey, good luck tonight, 12?
Has anyone asked you for that expectation to be met?
No, but I mean. They want to be called 12s or 12th man in Kyle Field, right?
Because they go to the stadium and they make noise that causes.
Everybody makes noise.
That causes another obstacle so loud more than other fans that it is another obstacle to get over as in a 12th man.
Yeah.
I don't understand how you don't see that correlation.
I mean, if they want to be called 12 and 12th man, then I expect them to live that moniker out 24 hours a day.
Okay. This is an uphill battle. I'm not.
Anyway.
Logic is chasing you. You're faster.
Which is something nobody has ever said about me. Maybe I can replace that speed lightning guy at Turner Field or Truist Park. That apparently is quitting or retiring or whatever, that runs around the warning track and chases everybody down.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So Miami going into Texas A&M, right? Because of the 12th man, and because Texas A&M's defense is really good, it is going to be an uphill battle. Texas A&M is only favored by 3.5. They're giving Miami some respect here. 3.5 is generally you're going to spot the home team 3 points. So theoretically, this is a slight favorite for Texas A&M. I think they are better. I think they are going to win. I don't trust Carson Beck in a big spot, in a hostile environment with the 12s, the 13s, the 14s, or the 20s. Miami at number 10 just sneaked into the college football playoff, right? Because JMU and Tulane, group of 5, 11 and 12, all that. Miami was the last at-large seed, right? So today on ESPN, Get Up, they were having the debate because they needed something to talk about. And the producer said, hey, let's talk about this. This will be fun for our panel of 17. So the question that they were having is, if Miami loses, does that prove they shouldn't have been in the college football playoff? If Miami loses, and especially if it's one-sided, does that prove that they should have been in the college football playoff or shouldn't have been in the college football playoff? And I sat there and I said, look, I said, you know, I grew up a Miami fan, right? I didn't have a local team to root for. I mean, I kind of rooted for Syracuse because my mom spent part of her life there. My grandmother lived there, but not really. You know, I kind of rooted for Penn State because one of my good friends, a Penn State alum and fan. Rutgers, I was never into, you know, despite living on Long Island. There was no Long Island team or Manhattan or whatever. So I adopted Miami early on because Oklahoma and Nebraska were the cream of the crop in college football. Miami was on the rise. Miami was a bunch of badasses. Miami were, you know, rebellions, were filled with swagger, all of that. Until I realized how stupid all that stuff was, and then I stopped liking them. So I am not a Miami fan per se, but I did grow up part of my childhood and into my young adulthood rooting for the Miami Hurricanes. Now, I probably talk more crap about them than anything. But while I don't think they're going to win on Saturday afternoon, I realize and acknowledge they could win, obviously. But I don't think they're going to win. But in no way, shape, or form, would losing on the road to a really good defensive team, in no way, shape, or form, to an 11-1 team that beat Notre Dame as well, by no way, shape, or form, should that justify or lead to any conversation at all, period, that Miami shouldn't have made the college football playoff. What happens in the playoffs, boys and girls, is different than what happens in the regular season. It's a different game. It's a different atmosphere. It's a different everything. In all sports, what happens in the regular season does not always carry over to the postseason. You know, we see this all the time. Team dominates Team B in the regular season and then gets lit up like a Christmas tree in the postseason in a playoff series. Texas A&M, they lost their last game to Texas, 27-17. So you could argue they could be ripe for the picking. You could argue that. And Miami could win. Miami's talented enough to win. I mean, but as long as Marcel Reed doesn't completely crap the bed, as long as Texas A&M doesn't have disaster after disaster on special team, they should be good enough to win this game. Now, they are not lights out defensively, but they're good. You know, they've averaged almost 22 points a game. Allowed an average. That's top 40, but it's not lights out. So you could see Miami moving the football. Question is whether Miami's going to turn the ball over, have key penalties, not execute in the red zone, whatever the case might be. And obviously, that's pretty much the story of every football game. But literally, there are going to be people on Monday, and maybe even after, during the game Saturday, after the game Saturday, whatever, that say, if Miami loses to Texas A&M, and especially if it's one-sided, whatever one-sided means, 7-plus points, that they're going to go, yeah, Miami didn't deserve to be here. See? We told you Notre Dame got screwed, and it's going to be led by those Golden Domers. They're going to be number one out in front. And then it's going to be all the people that thought Miami, not good enough. Notre Dame should get in. For whatever reason, they don't like Mario Cristobal. They hate. I see a lot of hate for Mario Cristobal on Twitter. Now, maybe I shouldn't pay attention to so much on Twitter, but I see pundits, like people that actually get paid, not just every Tom, Dick, and Harry, criticizing Mario Cristobal for game clock situations, game management situations. And I'm not telling you he's good. He's not. But the point being is Miami deserves to be in the college football playoff because Miami earned it in the regular season. What happens on Saturday proves nothing. What happens on Saturday means nothing. It's a second season. Indiana got beat badly in the first round of the college football playoff last year by Notre Dame on a Friday night in South Bend. Did that mean they didn't deserve to be in the college football playoff? Oregon got smoked by Ohio State in the Rose Bowl. Did they not deserve to be in the college football playoff? You see how dumb that argument is? Hey, Mac, am I missing something here?
No, I think you're hitting everything right on the head, man. And it's nauseating because every year there's a team or two that pundits and media think should have been in the college football playoff that didn't make it, and it's kind of driving the conversation behind certain teams and certain agendas. And it's, again, it, like I said, it's nauseating, it's annoying, and it just nonsensical at some points.
I'm going to ask you a very important question on the other side, and I want you to answer it because it has something to do with a quarterback that you've already mentioned on today's show. Question coming up. It's got a local flavor. It's got a national flavor. Quack, quack, quack is your hint. That's coming straight ahead. Then we'll get into the Nationals as they hire a new general manager and some interesting rumors out there. We'll go over that in our final hour, our final 40 minutes or so right here on the Team 980. Good to have you with us.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.